you know, now McClellan Construction reminding motors to slow down on our roadways. Keep an eye out for kids at play. Never text and drive. This message brought to you by McClellan Construction. Residential, commercial, interior, exterior construction. Give the pros a call today and ask about their single parent, elderly, disabled, and military discounts. 931-626-6156. 931-626-6156. That's McClellan Construction, going the extra mile for safety. They're professionals who care. 615-844-5600 if you want to call us on the F&M Bank phone line. We're also going to hook. Is Sal going to call?
Yeah, we're calling a little bit of an audible here because we're having trouble hooking up with Icky Woods. So we're going to call a little audible here with your permission, Greg.
Oh.
So what we're going to do,
what we're going to do, let me jump in right here. Yeah. Patton, I do believe we have our guest. We're calling an audible on
the
audible.
To the audible. Okay.
Yes. And Patton, you have the intro as well. So let's fire it.
Behold a fiendish masterpiece.
This is Pickin' with the Pickers. For years, every Friday morning during football season, you've heard legends pick their picks. Vince Gill, Steve the Colonel Cropper, Kathy Lee Gifford, Killer Bees, Dave Mason, Rob Schneider, Arsenio Hall. It's time to pick the brains of the Pickers as they tell their tales and pick their picks. Pickin' with the Pickers is presented by Tim Leeper Roofing. And now, here are your hosts for Pickin' with the Pickers, Greg Poe and News Channel 5's John Burton.
Thank you, Patton. And again, last year, the Dick Butkus Foundation and several famous people, legends of the game, were calling in to you know, promote that and a product as well. And one of those was none other than the legendary Icky Woods, and I've invited him to come back again because his Bengals play here tomorrow. Thought maybe we could talk a little. He could talk a little smack to us.
He's probably been saying "Who Day" all week, right? Who Day think they're gonna beat them Bengals?
Hey, Icky, thanks for joining us, man.
What's up,
that's
Icky?
Right, that's right. I've been saying "Who Day, baby, Who Day." That's right.
How excited are you as a former Bengals star to see this team finally, you know, win a playoff game and get to this round of the playoffs, man? They are a fun young team to watch.
Oh, they really are, man. It's just it's exciting to see. You know, it's been 31 years since we've had a chance to get that monkey off our back, man. So it's great. You know, we're going to come down there and hopefully those guys can put on a good show and come away with the win. But if they don't, man, season. Nobody expected us to do what we did, and you know, we got a bunch of young talent right now, so I look for us to be good for years to come.
Well, you played with a pretty darn good quarterback in Boomer Esiason. He was the league MVP 1988 when you guys went to the Super Bowl and you had that great year. What are your thoughts on Joe Burrow?
Oh man, he's got that it factor, man. You know, he's just, you know, you put the ball in the guy's hand, man, he'll take you down there and get you a field goal or a touchdown to win the ball game, man. He's got that, you know, that Tom Brady feeling, man. So hopefully he can play as many years as Tom did and bring us as many championships, man. But this guy is unbelievable, man. But, you know, just to get one would be great for the city.
And that city's going nuts, huh?
Yeah, the city's going wild, man. Just
Skyline like chili said, just
like
flying everywhere.
It's been 31 years, man. Yeah. So the city's going crazy.
Skyline chili just flying everywhere.
Oh, we're flying everywhere. Everybody's eating it up, man. You know, we're having a great time, man. And we're going to come down there, actually on the road right now, heading down there to see if these guys can keep it going.
Nice.
Icky Woods with us, Pickin' with the Pickers, presented by Tim Leeper Roofing. And we remember those days. Icky, the what-ifs. How much do you replay in your mind the – if the knee injuries don't come along, because they just, that ended, you know, what you started there, that amazing rookie year. And hell, you still own all kind of Bengals rushing records and from even that one year.
Yeah, you know, I don't look back at the what ifs, man. You know, you just got to take the what nows, man, and keep it moving. You know, I had a great career. I was able to play 4 years, man. I was blessed with the talent to play football. So, you know, I played at the highest peak, man. I've made it to the highest game there is. Unfortunately, we didn't win, but, you know, I can say that at least I played in a Super Bowl. So, you know, I can't think about the what-ifs, man. Just got to look for the future, and hopefully everything keeps going bright the way it is.
And you're a made man in Cincinnati, right? Do you pay for anything anymore?
Well, yeah, man, still got to pay for stuff, man. You know, the city treats me great, man, and, you know, love it here in Cincinnati. And looking forward for our guys to hopefully come away with a victory.
Icky Woods is our guest, picking with the Pickers. Icky, that 1988 season, you guys were so much fun to watch. You guys, your offense was so dynamic, running and passing with Boomer and all the great weapons on the outside. At what point did you guys know in 1988, hey, we're pretty good? Was it training camp? Was it midseason?
It was probably that sixth game when, you know, we started off 6-0, and we started feeling ourselves a little bit, and then we go down to New England, and they pop us and kind of brought us back down to earth. And we knew once we got home field advantage that was going to be great for us, because that year nobody came into the jungle and beat us in the jungle. So we went 10-0 at home and was able to make it to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and you guys beat the Buffalo Bills in that AFC Championship game, and that was significant because they would go on to win the next four AFC Championship games after that.
Yeah, using our offense, using that no-huddle offense. You know, they complained about it when we used it, and Marv Levy, being the innovative guy that he was, he said, well, hey, if I can't beat it, I might as well join it. And they used it the next 4 years to go to the Super Bowl.
Actually, it was my mistake.
Unfortunately, they didn't win one either. So.
Yeah.
It was rough. They had that first one they should have won, but, you know, you never know with this game.
Actually, it's my mistake. The Browns won it the following year. Then it was the Bills' run of four straight.
Yeah, four in a row.
The Broncos, not the Browns. They beat the Browns. The
Sam
Broncos.
Wash, does he not get the credit for his innovations that he deserves?
No, he don't get the credit that he deserves, man, because, you know, Sam and Bruce Kozlik were really the – ones who invented the no-huddle offense. We were the first ones to run it, and know the credit, you know, of that no-huddle offense, man. But we made it click. We made it go. And like I said, we made it to the Super Bowl that year. And, you know, the next, the year after and then the next 4 years, the Buffalo Bills adopted it and got there four times in a row.
What now? How did that offense work? Did Boomer just come to the line of scrimmage, read the defense, and call a play? You know, at the line.
We would start off with a play in the huddle,
okay,
and then if we get out to the line and seen something that that the play that we just called wasn't going to work, he would audible to something else. So he had the green light to audible to whatever play he thought would work. And that's what he did. But sometimes we would run the play that we called in a huddle because the defense would be set up for that play that we had called.
Hmm.
Icky, you're known for something. Darrell Waltrip, who we had a guest on here, did it after the Daytona 500. As a matter of fact, when you were on last year with us, Darrell came on a few weeks later. And he wants to talk. He wants to talk to you. He wants, because he's famous for doing the Icky Shuffle.
Yes, sir. I was actually at home and watching SportsCenter, and he had won, and I looked on there. I said, oh, that guy doing my shuffle. I done made it to NASCAR now. He's doing my shuffle, boy. It was very exciting to see, my man. We had a great time, and, you know, I had a cousin who was stationed in Japan, and called me and told me they were doing it in Japan, man. So it definitely went worldwide, and I appreciate that.
I remember the all female rock group, the Bangles. Were doing it. They had a hit song at that time. Susanna Hoffs was doing the Icky Shuffle.
It's kind of synonymous with the Bengals. When you think of the Bengals, you kind of think of the Icky Shuffle too. So it's a good thing. Hopefully,
when the first time. How did it come about?
The first time I did it against the Cleveland Browns, I'd actually flew my mom in for a game against the Cleveland Browns and had my two oldest kids at the time. We were up listening to some music, and I got up and started acting silly. And I was like, Mom, if I score tomorrow, this is what I'm going to do. She's like, boy, you bet not do that. I got to. So the first time I just kind of put my hands in between my legs and went back and forth. And then Ricky Dixon, who was our first round draft choice that year, he was like, Woods, what was that? I was like, oh, Rick, that was my celebration dance. He was like, man, that thing was whack. I was like, what you mean, Rick? He said, it was whack. I say, so what you think I ought to do, Rick? You think I ought to put some steps to it? He was like, yeah, it put some steps to it. So we were playing the New York Jets the next week, and the whole week I'm thinking, what can I do? And 5 minutes before it was time to go out and get warmed up, it just hit me. And I said, Rick, check this out, bro. This is what I'm going to do today if I score. I'm going to go 1-2-3 to the right, 1-2-3 to the left, 1-2-3 back to the right, and I'm going to hop back 3 times and spike the ball. He was like, oh, yeah, Ick, man, that's going to be live. And I tell people I was fortunate enough to be in the right place at the right time. We were winning ball games, and we made it to the Super Bowl that year. So I was just blessed.
Well, you had 15 touchdowns, too, I think.
Yeah, I had 15 touchdowns, so I got to do it quite a bit.
Did the NFL say, hey, you can no longer do it in the end zone?
Yeah,
you had to go to the sidelines and do it? What was the story behind that, Ick?
I had to move it to the sideline, but I was sitting in my locker one day before a game, and Paul Brown comes in, and, you know, every time he comes in, he goes straight to the back. But this particular day, he looks over at me, and he comes over walking to me, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, man, what did I do? What, you know, because he never stops. He always goes straight to the back.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes over, and hey, Ickey, how you doing? I say, hey, PB. He said, I just want to tell you, young man, he said, that little dance that you do, he said, I don't care too much for it. He said, but my wife loves it, and you can do it anytime you get ready. I was like, oh, the green light, baby, the green light.
Hey, Paul, if PB was smart, he knows happy wife, happy life, right, bro?
Oh, yeah, bro, you already know.
And it's followed you everywhere, commercials, videos.
Yeah.
We're gonna play we're gonna play the Geico one. This is Ickey and the Geico. Yeah.
44.
Woo! 44, that's me.
Get some cold cuts.
Woo! Give me some.
Geico, 15 minutes could save.
Give me some.
Oh, yeah.
That looked like a lot of fun to shoot that commercial, Ick.
It was, man. They flew me out to Beverly Hills, man, and we did it in a Ralph's, which is a sister company to Kroger's, man. And it was a great time, and, you know, I enjoyed it, man. The shovel has done a lot for me.
So are you going to come down here and get rowdy, or are you just going to be laid back tonight?
Yeah, man, I'm going to get a little rowdy, man. I'm going to be walking up and down the sideline, walking up and down the stands yelling who they, and hopefully, especially if my boys winning, they're going to probably kick me out the stadium, you know.
Hey, man, well, if you need a tour guide around Broadway tonight, let me know, man. I'm that dude.
All right, brother. That sounds good, man. Sounds good. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Well, hey, we want to pick some games here. You want to pick some games with us?
Yeah, for sure. We'll pick some, no doubt.
All right, we got that. Now, I got to warn you, the guy we're going to get on here in just a few seconds, Tim Leeper Roofing, a huge Titans fan, and he may talk a little smack to you. I just let you know.
Well, that's okay. I don't mind a little smack talking. I do a little bit myself.
Were you like that when you played, Ick?
Oh, yeah, smack talking? You had to talk smack, man. You had to let them know you was going to be back. I'll be back, guys. I'll see you in a minute.
Hey, you could you could bring some of those Montgomery Inn ribs down with you. Now that'd be
no,
fine.
I didn't bring none of them. I wish I could, because those things are so delicious.
All right, let's Ickey. Let's bring in Tim Leeper. He's going to pick some games with us. Tim, say hello to Ickey Woods. Tim.
Hey, Ickey, what's going on, boss?
Oh man, I'm doing good, brother. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm looking forward to this game this weekend.
You and me both, brother. We're sure looking forward to it. See what we can do.
Tim, you told me he's going to talk some smack. What are you doing now? You clamming up on his wife?
Yeah, you know, when the big boss get in the room, man, they got to clam up, man. We don't mess around like that, man.
Hey, I can't wait. Look, we gonna ball out, but y'all have been balling. I ain't gonna take nothing away from you at all.
Okay. Well, we appreciate it.
All right, let's pick some games. Let's start with that and that one. That one. The Bengals Titans are 3.5-point favorites. Like, I'm going to ask Icky who he's picking, but Icky, who do you like?
Well, you know, I like my boys, and I got the score being 28-24.
All right, so that will be the Bengals. Tim, like, I got to know who he's taking.
Yeah, no surprise here, and I got the score being 34-24 Titans.
All right, John?
Got to go with the Titans at home. They're healthy finally. The King's coming back. I love Icky Woods, but I think the Titans are going to win this game.
Yeah,
and cover.
And cover. So you knew that was coming, didn't you? I'm picking the Titans too, right?
Well, yeah, I know everybody's picking the Titans. That's why we're going to shock the world.
All right. tomorrow night, Green Bay is a 5.5-point favorite over the 49ers. Icky, we'll start with you. Green Bay minus 5.5 with the 49ers.
Yeah, I'd have to go Green Bay too, but I think that's going to be 34-31.
All right, so we'll go Green Bay with that one. All right, Tim?
Man, I'm taking Green Bay. This guy's just been waiting to come out. I'm not saying it's going to be a shootout, but I'm saying it's going to be a good win for Green Bay.
John?
Give me the Packers. I'll lay the 5.5.
Yeah, I think the 49ers in that cold pack. Rodgers thrives in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to take the Packers as well. First game on Sunday. Everybody's thinking, Icky, this is the AFC Championship game. That's the night game. We'll go that. We'll do it right now. The Bills and the Chiefs. The Bills are only a 1.5-point favorite in Kansas City. So who do you like in that one, Icky?
I like Kansas City. I don't know, but them Bills are playing some tough football. But I'm going to go Kansas City 35-31.
All right. Tim?
Man, I got Kansas City. You know, there's a lot of hype and a lot of talk about Josh Allen and you know, being this premier quarterback. And maybe he is, but he hadn't played in the big games that Mahomes has played in. And Mahomes has showed up and showed out consistently. So he's my guy this weekend.
Oh, man, this is a tough one to call. I'm going to go with Kansas City.
Yeah.
But I don't feel great about it.
You could tell.
Because I love the way Buffalo's playing right now, but I'll go with Kansas City. They've got the slight edge at home.
Yeah, the home is, you know, what gets me. I'm going to go with the Chiefs as well. And one other one, Icky, the Rams and the Bucks. The Bucks and Brady, they're 3-point favorites over the Rams.
Yeah, I had to go 24-27. Bucks, I can't go against Tom Brady, man.
All right, so the Bucks. Tim?
See, I'm in this predicament, man. The Rams have played stupid defense this last weekend. I don't know, man. It's hard to bet against Brady. I'm with Icky on that. But, man, I'm taking the Rams. It's going to be a tough game for Tom.
Yeah, I'm with Tim. It's hard to pick against Brady, but give me the Rams in this one. Money line.
I'm taking the Rams plus the 3 as well. Hey, Tim, thanks, man. Appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you, Tim.
I appreciate you guys.
Icky, thank you for doing this, and safe travels into Nashville. Have fun. I love Cincinnati. What a great town. The growth along from Great American all over, all that corridor along the river over to Paul Brown Stadium has exploded, man. It's a good time to be from Cincinnati.
Yes, it is. Well, we appreciate it, man, and thanks for having me on.
All right.
Thanks,
safe travels, Icky. And
all
don't
right,
and,
you guys
all
have
right,
a good one.
All right. Thank you, man. Icky Shuffle, man.
Yeah.
He did it and showed his mom the night before, and he said, no way.
But he was the perfect guy to be that guy at that time with his personality, you know, larger-than-life personality. So.
Yeah.